Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olambulela kustudio 7, ngolwesine mhlaka 10 Mpalakazi 2020 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kulabantu bafika phose ikhulu 95. Abahlolwe izolo eZimbabwe batholakala belomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ugatsha lwezempila kahle kwele South Africa luthi ilizwe leli selingene kuhlandla lesibili lokusihlasela komkhuhlane we-coronavirus, okuyinto esithiye iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe zikhathazekile.
Kubuhlungu ukuthi wena uhleli endlini ubona abantu bakini belamba beswele noma ukuthi bedleni noma ikhabishi nje yodwa.
ELeZimbabwe namuhla limanyane lamanye amazwe umhlaba wonke jikelele ekunanzeni ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo kaZulu ngosuku lwe-International Human Rights Day.
Akula nto vele thina njengamaZimbabweans esingahlala phansi sithi siyaselebreta.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Kulabantu abafika phose ikhulu 95 abahlolwe izolo eZimbabwe batholakala belomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle luthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulewe umkhuhlane lo ngolwesithathu. Abantu abedlula 11,007 sebehlolwe kusukela ngombimbido lonyaka batholakala belomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kwathi abedlula 9,147 baphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kulabantu abedlula 304 asebabulawa ngumkhuhlane lo kweleZimbabwe. Kuzwekazi le-Africa sokunabantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.3 million. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle kwele South Africa luthi ilizwe leli selingene kuhlandla lesibili lokuhlaselwa kumkhuhlane we-coronavirus, okuyinto esijiye iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe zikhathazeke kakhulu. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ngokusho kogatsha lwezempilakahle kwele South Africa, inani labahlaselwe i-coronavirus izolo kuphela ledlule izinkulungwane ezisithupha 6,709, kukanti ngenyanga ephelileyo leli nani beliphansi kwezinkulungwane ezimbili below 2,000. Ngontulikazi inani lababehlaselwa ligciwane ngelanga belidlalela kuzinkulungwane ezilitshumi lantathu around 13,000. Kodwa-ke leli nani libonakale lisehla laze layafika phansi kwamakhulu ayisishiyagalombili below 800 ekuqaleni kwalwezi. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uMnumzana Zweli Mkhize uthi ukukhwela kwaleli nani okwesibili kutsho ukuthi lesi sifo sesisidla amahabulo okwesibili.
The key issues that we have raised for the provinces that they need to ensure the testing turnaround times are as quick.
Asezibhalele iziphathamandla zezempilakahle ezabelweni ukuthi zilungise imibheda, abongikazi kanye lakho konke okudingeka ukulisa leli gciwane eselihliza ngamandla.
To tighten up monitoring and evaluation and reporting to the National Department.
UMnumzana Mkhize uthi okwesabisayo ukuthi ngendlela leli nani elikhwela ngayo kungenzeka ledlule khatshana esibangeni sakuqala esichiye abantu abedlula izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha over 800,000 behlaselwe yilo mkhuhlane wathatha imiphefumulo edlula izinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanye over 21,000. Lokhu sekutshiye izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ziphethe amathumbu ngezandla. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Gugunqube uthi akalamathe nxa esizwa kuthiwa leli gciwane lingabhuqa ukwedlula ihlandla lokuqala.
Angazi iloba ngizovuka nginalo, ngizosurvive or ngizofa lapha. Ngiyesaba kakhulu. Kubuhlungu ukuthi wena uhleli endlini ubona abantu bakini belamba beswele noma ukuthi bedleni noma ikhabishi nje yodwa. UNkulunkulu makasivimbele lo mkhuhlane ungabuyi ngolaka kanje okwesibili.
Leyinto egcizelelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Kanisha yena othi labo abebehlele ukuya ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi sekufuze bacabangisise kabutsha ngoba kungenzeka bayihlanyela lesi sifo ekhaya.
Ngicela ukuthi siphephe ekuthini sigqoke amamaski, sisanitize njalo si-avoide indawo lapho kuhlanganelwa khona kakhulu emabhawale kwezinye indawo. Kudingeka ukuze sitshelwe nguhulumeni ukuthi izingozi zikuphi. Sibuye futhi uma kungenzeka kasiyeke nini ukuya ekhaya ngoba umkhuhlane lo singagcina sesiwuthwalele labantu abasekhaya khona sikwazi ukuthi health situation as Zimbabwe, the Western locals, Tennessee, Bulalava Zalibet.
Osenjalo Nichi was on Kushan, Telelo Nayo, Umnumzana, Mark Mandelson, Utusupo, Oluangele, Umemetega, Imbutano, Essenzoa, Lane, Dutuzelelo, Nyen Nichi, Gule, Mkushan, Umnumzana, Adrian Pren, Owensanganis, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, Yena Oti, Ugoga, Ama Mask, Usanitizer, Longas on the Lelan, Yokopela, Uzakina, Lelinani, Lepansi, Utwaisan, Elitina, Lelinani, Lingaquela, and Sivu, Lessi, Elikuela, and Aso Mandi. Uzagcwala ezibhedlela busilele imitshini yokuphefumula okungenza ulahleke impilo eziningi kakhulu. Nelesilo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Elezimbabwe namhla limanyane lamazwe wonke omhlaba jikelele ekunazeni ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo kaZulu ngosuku lwe-International Human Rights Day. Ingcwethi kwezombangazwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu besithi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akubanga kahle ekulondolozeni amalungelo oluntu lonyaka. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ukunanzwa kwelanga leli lonyaka kuza ngesikhathi kulabantu abaningi asebebotshiwe, labanye abahlukunyezwa besithiswa amacala okufuna ukugenqula uhulumende ngenxa yokuveza imibono ehlukene leyakhe. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emele amalungelo oluntu e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, uMnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo, uchasise abakubone kusenzakala kulolu hlangothi lonyaka.
Umnyaka lo akulanto esingahlala phansi sithi siyacelebrate manxa sikhangela i-International Human Rights Day. Into edanisayo kakhulu ukuthi sibone amalungelo abantu abaningi ehlukuluzwa nguhulumende.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunobhala ohlangothi lwabatsha ebandleni eliphikisayo ele-MDC Alliance, uMnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba.
Njengabatsha sihlangana nokuhlukulezwa okukhulu kakhulu ngaphansi kwahulumende ka-Emmerson Mnangagwa, and buyela emuva uma sikhangela ke ukuqhubeka nokuqhutshwa komsebenzi wamalungelo ezizukulwane zeZimbabwe.
Umeliwa ngeCentral edayile ePhalamende, uMnumzana Daniel Molokeli, oyingcweti kwezemithetho uthi uhulumende akahloniphi imithetho ekusisekelo sombuso welizwe.
Le ndaba enkulu uma kukhulunywa ngezamalungelo, uhulumende wethu usenguhulumende ongesabi ukungahloniphi amalungelo abantu. Sesingabantu abaphila sesaba.
Kodwa uhulumende uyakulandula lokhu esithi abantu abathi bayahlukunyezwa ngabantu ababhadalwa ngamazwe angentshonalanga afana lele Melika ukuze engeze izijezo zomnotho athi zafakelwa ele Zimbabwe. Umsekeli womkhokheli ohlangothi olubona ngomsebenzi wabatsha ku-ZANU-PF, uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo, uthi uhulumende wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukuhloniphe amalungelo oluntu.
Uhulumende usebenza gadanana ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi amalungelo abantu ananzelelwa, abantu kumele behlale bengahlukunyezwa. Ngakho ke ukukhitshwa kwephosa le-IPA kwaba linyathelo elitsha elafakwa nguhulumende. Sikhangelela ukuza yanda kusiba ngcono.
Inhlanganiso ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu ezifana leZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights zithi inani labantu ababotshiwe lonyaka kuphela liqoke kakhulu nxa kuqathaniswa lesikhathi sombuso kamunye uMnumzana Robert Mugabe. Bathi lokhu kwengeza yikuba uhulumende useguqula isisekelo sombuso esavotelwa nguZulu ngomnyaka ka-2013 ngokupha umongameli amandla amaningi kakhulu okuza kwenza ancindezele labo abalembono ehlukene leyakhe. Ngesikhathi ilizwe njengawo wonke emhlabeni jikelele liswa lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, uZulu usola kakhulu indlela uhulumende ahlele ngayo izikondiso zokuvimba ukumemetheka kwalomkhuhlane ze-lockdown, langokulondolozwa kwazo okubone ukuhlukunyezwa, ukutshaywa nokubotshwa kwabantu abangenamacala ngabezomvikela lamapholisa. Kodwa ngakwelakhe icele uhulumende uthi uguqele imithetho eminingi eyayiloncindezelo efana le-Public Order and Security Act, PORSA, le Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, IPA. Ngimele iTudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba olufanayo, iCommission ebona ngezamalungelo kaZulu, iZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, inanze usuku lolu kobulawayo enkundleni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngokuqhuba umdlalo wemfundiso owe-School Quiz Festival on Human Rights Education. Icommission le ikudaze ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo ezomfundo ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Usuku lolu lonyaka lulanzwa phansi kwesihloko esithi Recover Better Stand Up for Human Rights. Wana Seziya Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ela Zimbabwe lamhlanje linanze leli langa lingelinye lamazwe akhokhela kuluhlu lwamazwe ayephula ilungelo loluntu. Umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, uCommissioner Dr. Elasto Hilarious Mugwadi, ekhuluma kobulawayo uchaze ukuba ngesikhathi seCOVID-19 kube lamalungelo oluntu athile athe ephulwa ezweni okubadida ingqondo. Umsekeli wakhe uCommissioner Dorothy Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngelanga lalamhlanje.
Yes, celebrate International Human Rights Day. Sikhethe ubulawayo ngoba uhlelo lwethu lolu luqalise eHarare last year. Injongo yethu ukuthi sihambe kuwo wonke amaprovinces. Sibuyile sayenza ama-quiz for ama-high school. Izikolo ezingu-12 zaba ku-competition.
Evula okusemthethweni ukunanzwa kwelanga le-International Human Rights Day, umsekeli kaMphathi Ntambo we-Primary and Secondary Education olilunga ledale lephalamende eMatobo North, Edgar Moyo ubonge kakhulu iZimbabwe Human Rights Commission ngokuqhuba uhlelo lweschool quiz.
Ilanga lamhla libelihle kakhulu ikakhulu sikhangele ukusebenzelana phakathi kweHuman Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, kuningi abakufundileyo ekuthini bangenzani ukuvikela amalungelo abantu.
Ongene ischool quiz festival on human rights education lamhlanje kobulawayo uJunior MP eMagwegwe constituency uKesi Sibanda uthi amalungelo abo ezemfundo athe ahlukumezeka ngenxa yobhubhano lweCOVID-19.
Xa sikhangele ezemfundo, okwezemfundo nje abantwana yithi thina silelungelo lokuthi sithole imfundo. Kodwa ke sizananzelela ukuthi isitha esiyiCOVID-19 sesibuyeke sasinqaba ukuthi singasebenzisi lelo lungelo.
Unkosazana Thathenda Nyamukapa osakhulayo olilunga ledale lephalamende eNketha Mganwini ongene ischool quiz namhlanje upha umbono wakhe.
Ilungelo labafundi ukuthi sonke silale ilungelo lokufunda, njalo silalo ilungelo lokuthi sithole imfundiso efaneleyo sonke njengabantwana.
Phakathi kwezikolo ezine ezingene umncintiswano wezemfundo ischool quiz kobulawayo lamhlanje ezibalisa iEvelyn, iPhumula, iMandwandwe leTownsend High School, iPhumula High School yiye enqobe ezinye yathola umvuzo wemali wamakhulu ayisificamunwemunye i-$900 yamadola eMelika. Leli langa lonyaka linanzwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Recover Better, Stand Up for Human Rights. Ngimela iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Donald Trump uqhubekela phambili ezama ukuguqula impumelelo yokhetho lukamongameli olwenziwe ngolwezi ngesikhathi umnumzana Joseph Biden elungiselela ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli. Abasekela uTrump sebephanyeke olunye njalo udaba enkantolo yeSupreme Court, lapho abacela ukuthi kudluliselwe phambili ukukhethwa kwabantu abazavotela umongameli okuthiwa ngama-electors, njalo kulahle wonke amavoti enziwe ngeposo eGeorgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin leMichigan. UBiden wanqoba uTrump ezabelweni lezi, kodwa uTrump uthi ukhetho lwebiwa libandla lamademocrats. Imithethwandaba ezabelweni lezi yathi akula bufakazi bokuveza ukuba ibandla lamademocrats laphekapheka ukhetho lolu. Izabelo zonke sezikhethile abantu okumele bavotele umongameli ngeviki ezayo. Okwamanje uBiden kukhanya elama-electoral votes edlula amakhulu amathathu 306, kuthi uTrump ulangamakhulu amabili lamatshumi amathathu lambili 232. Ingcwethi kwezemithetho zithi kuyamangalisa ukwenziwa nguTrump okhanya engasoze aphumelele kulokhu akwenzayo. Umnumzana Busani Mbuso Ntini, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi uTrump uzama ngamandla wonke ukuba anqobe ukhetho lolu, kodwa ukhanya engani iqinile imithetho yawole Melika.
Yebo, kukhona okunye okungenzakala. Bengithi ngikhangela i-last hope kaTrump ibuzona khona ama-electors engela ukuthi evote kube khona i-parliamentary majority. Kungenzakala ukuthi ama-members we-House of Representatives kube yiwo avotayo. Kodwa into vele hayi asiboni kwenzakala lokhu, kanti ama-electors kumele ukuthi evote ngendlela eyiyo. Mbona ngani kuthiwa i-democracy siwinile, uTrump hayi kusasenzwa njilamta ilenda session yakhe uyakwazi kusehamba.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo olandela ezombangazwe ekwele Melika uyakusekela lokhu.
Democracy iwinile iAmerica ivele ila intendency ye self correction ngoba ilama institutions aqinileyo kakhulu. Okokuthi upresident unlike abafowethu abaseZimbabwe abacabanga ukuthi upresident nguyona amandla wonke, even upresident weparty nguyodecidayo ukuthi ukhetha bani amlandele. Lapho e-America ama-institutions yiwadetermineayo, and sikubonile-ke ukuthi hhayi, mina ngokubona kwami i-democracy e-America has been strengthened really well.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDC Alliance uthi okwenziwa nguTrump kuyafana lalokhu okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kodwa uthi eMelika kule mithetho engavumeli umuntu ukuthi angene esikhundleni ngendlela engaqedakaliyo.
Thina wayecabanga ukuthi njengoba befake abantu ama-conservative ku-Supreme Court laphana ukuthi kuthi indaba le ingayiqansi ziyefika khona ngale bazafika bayamukele bathi bona ngiwasifaka lapha. Kukanti kumthetho wase-America uthiyene lowezimbabwe abatshutshisi bezindaba emakhothi basebenza ngomthetho langeconstitution, athi ngokuthi upresident ngubani njalo wafaka emsebenzini ngubani. Ngibone ngani uthapho bezinotshila isikhathi njalo bekhohliswa yikho lokhu ekuthembeni ukuthi yena ungupresident. At the end of the day ncama institution they're strong. They come back and correct themselves. Unokuzena Richard Nixon wakuzama lokhu kwe-Southern Strategy, kwehlula ngoba kwakungafezi i-democracy. Kuza and into ezenzakale America abantu abangananzeleliyo ngesilungu sithi what has happened to America is the exception to the rule that proves the rule. The rule is that democracy and institutions always win. From time to time, angadistejwa kodwa aqine winile kuphela ngoba esakhiwe ngaleyo ndlela.
Osekela uTrump umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi uTrump ulandela imithetho evumela ukuthi umuntu aphikise impumelelo yokhetho nxa engasuthiseki ngendlela oluqutshwe ngayo. Uthi imithetho ndaba iveza ukuba kule mithetho eqinileyo kule Melika.
I-America babuTrump ukhuluma kwababuTrump mina ngizovuma ukuthi democracy works the way.
Kusenjalo uBiden okwamanje usekhethe abanye abantu abazangena kudale le-cabinet lezinye izikhundla eziqakathekileyo zikahulumende. Nxa engakhethwa ngemfanelo uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngoZibandlela. Kulajoku namhlanje kuhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama sikhangela ukunanzwa kosuku lokuqakathekisa ukulondolozwa kwelungelo likazulu ku-International Human Rights Day kanye lokugqitshwa komkhankaso we-16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Wazivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhlangothi lwezemithetho eMelika soluhlolisisa imali yonke kamnumzana Hunter Biden, umntaka Joseph Biden okukhangelwe ukuba uzangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ozayo. UHunter Biden utshele i-Associated Press ukuba waziswe yi-FBI laba kuhlangothi lwezemithetho ngokuphendlwa kwemali yakhe yi-Internal Revenue Service. UHunter Biden wasebenza labasomabhizimusi abaningi bakwele China kanye lase-Ukraine. Uhulumende uthi ukungaqhutshwa kokhetho lwama-by-elections obekumele lwenziwe konyonale inyanga lwadluliselwa phambili ngoba kwakungaphathisa ekumemethekiseni igciwane le-COVID-19. Kodwa isibangayo ukuthi ibandla elibusayo lona liqhubekela phambili lisenza ukhetho lwama-district coordinating committees kuzigaba zelizwe zonke. Ngempelasonto amakhulu lamakhulu abalandeli bebandla le-ZANU PF babuthene egwelu lapho akade besenza khona ukhetho lwama-DCC. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ingcwethi ezicubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Angiston Sibanda lomnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu onguye osungula ingxoxo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga. Akukho kusobala umuntu ekugcineni kumbe institution ugcine usuyazi usazi lokuthi uvele wenza so ngenxa yalokho. I think i-identity ye-ZANU PF iyazakala ukuthi ngabantu abathanda ukudribula enkundleni yezombangazwe bakujabulela nje ukuveza ukuhlakana. ukuhlanipha kwabo bedamula futhi ngomthetho kuyimbali yabo kusukela kudala bevele besenza njalo bayenza lokho ukuthi uyathi susithi susiyakora bakufakele bakutintshe lapho ukukorwa khona uzithole usubhekane le ndawo engasiyo yamapali awukukora. So hayi akula anything to do with the COVID esikubonayo yizanu sesabo ukudliwa idecide ukuthi hayi liyabheka kuyagulwa lapha so asimeni trayiko leke bese kusho ukuthi if kuyilokho yonke into eyokuhlangana nje akusafuza ngibe khona.
Mnumzana Sibanda, wena uthini ngalolu daba?
Singakhohle ukuthi ingaba khona nxa kuyikuthi abantu bavele baqinisekile ukuthi bafuna ukwenza ama-by-election, zingaba khona izindlela zokuthi abantu bavote besenze social distancing. Ingani abantu bonabo kuthiwa besabelwa ukuthi bangake babuthane kumbe balayine bafole befolela ukuvota? They are the same people abatshona befole emabhenki belayinele izimali emabhenki belayinele uzubuko. So ngibona ngani isizathu, yebo kambe singabe sile siqiniso sibili ngoba ubhubhane le-COVID-19 lukhona ludla ubhedu luyabulala abantu luyamemetheka, kasila mzamo futhi asikabi lezidlela zokuthi silwenqatshelwe ngaphandle kokuthi abantu benze begcine i-social distancing bageze izandla bafaka ama-mask. Kodwa-ke angiboni ukuthi isizathu esiqinileyo esingenqabela ukuthi kungenziwa ama-by-election. Engikubonayo mina kakhulu yikuthi uhulumende nje kazimiselanga ukuthi kwenziwe ama-by-election. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngibona le mali eyabelwe ugatsha lwezokhetho iZimbabwe Election Electoral Commission iZEC, njengoba sibonile Election Resources Center, inhlanganiso Election Resources Center layike yakhuluma ukuthi imali ephiwe iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ku-budget incane.
Mnumzana Ndlovu, wena ubona njani udaba lolu? Ubona ungani iZANU-PF ingabe isesaba na ukuthi inganqotshwa?
Kusobala mpela ukuthi iZANU iyesaba ukuthi leyo ungathi ubizelwa esitikini kuthiwe woza sihlaya isibhakela ukuthi ukhala ngesisu, ukhale ngokuthi unyawo lwakho luwuhlungu. Ekugcineni manje suka lapho kuthiwa wehluliwe ngoba uyalila ukuza enkundleni yokutshana ngezibhakela ukuze kuvele ukuthi ingqwele ngubani. So angilamthandabuzi ukuthi iZANU iyesaba ukudliwa kuleli election njengoba ngishilo ekuqaleni. If kuyukuthi i-COVID ekukhozayo, hayi COVID bayacasha ngemva kwayo, bayacasha mpela ngemva kwayo, hayi kancane. Ngoba if bekuyiyo ibizoaffecta lawaba ama-election njengeZANU, ibizoaffecta eziningi izinto. Abantu bagqoka amamaski manje basebenze nje of course ilokhu ikhona yona i-COVID, kodwa abantu sebethole izindlela zokuphila nayo.
Mnumzana Sibanda, ngombono wakho wena ubona ungani ibandla leZANU PF lingaba lisesaba na ukuthi linganqotshwa?
Angeke ngasho kangako. Ngombono wami bona ibabakwaziyo abantu beZANU PF ukuthi indaba bengafuni ukwenza ukhetho. Kodwa-ke ngomcabango wami ngicabanga njengoba ngithile phambilini ukuthi i-budget ibe ncane, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kayila mali eyokwenza ukhetho, and ama-by-election akhona maningi kakhulu nxa sikhangele ngendlela i-MDC erikhole ngayo abantu amalunga ama-council lamalunga edamadala amaparlamente lezikhetho ezikhona kubala lamanye ama-MP abasifileyo. So ama-by-election maningi kakhulu, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kayila mali. Kanti njalo ngicabanga mina, angicabangi ukuthi iZANU PF ingadliwa, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi zenezi zikhetho ezikhona zisebenza in favor of iZANU PF. Nxa abantu bexotshe ngokhuphe ngendlela abaxotshe ngakhona, basala ama-councils depleted, kwasala iparlament depleted, ama-MP akade ngayo opposition evele ngasekho, kuyi-advantage kuZANU PF. Laloba ngubani, nami nxa ngingathi ngidlala ibhora, abanye abaithi eliyiqembu engisidlala la ibhora baphiwa ama-red card babe ngu-5. Kuyi-advantage yithi thina esiyabe sisele sikwanile. So labantu abaphiwa ama-red card baba ngu-5, iqembu lakhona yilo elizabe lisenkingeni. So kuyi-advantage kuZANU PF, and akumelanga sibe naive sicabanga ukuthi iZANU PF ingagijimisa ngalo khetho lolu ithole ukuthi ilwenze lube khona ngoba ngoba yona ayiluzi lutho nxa kunje iyaqhubeka iphi senza ipha idlulisa imithetho eParliament besenza abakufunayo opposition depleted opposition iweak kanti konke konoku kwabangelwa indlela zokuthi esakwenziwa ngabantu yeopposition ukuthi bavele bangalandeli iconstitution uTsvangirai ayenze khona kana akwenzayo kwadala ingxaba ngxoza eyasuka yaba khona kweMDCT and futhi angeke sisole izanu PF nxa kwenze njalo sisola yona iMDC Alliance leMDCT ngokwehleka ukulandela isisekelo sesekhosisabo senhlanganiso seconstitution okwadalela ukuthi Supreme Court ize yenze so siya izanu PF singa engasolwa kangako
lezi ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Angus Johnspanda lo mnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu bebexoxa lo Chris Gandhi we Studio 7. Aba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Amalanga alithumi lasithupha aphakathi kwelanga lokwenqabela udlakela ezindlini elithiwa Elimination of Violence Against Women mhlaka 25 Lwezi lelanga lokukhuthaza ilungelo loluntu ele Human Rights Day mhlazi ku 10 Lwezi ngamalanga ahlose ukukhuthaza emhlabeni jikelele ukwehlukana lodlakela bobulili lokukhuthaza uzulu emhlabeni jikelele ukuletha ububelo kudlakela bobulili. Udlakela kwabesifazane luthinta abantu kungakhathalekile lokuthi bavela ngapi kumbe balandela siko bani. Phakathi kwabesifazane abathathu oyedwa uzadibana lodlakela lolu empilweni yakhe. Usizi ukuthi inani leli seliqongile ngenxa yokuvalelwa ezindlini kwabantu ligcikwane le-coronavirus. Kucho osaphethe isikhundla somsekeli womkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-USAID umnumzana John Barzer. Abasebenza enhlanganisweni ye-USAID sebebone ukuqansa kwenani labesifazane abahlukuluzwa ezindlini ngenxa yokuvalelwa ezindlini ngobhubhane lwe-coronavirus oselubangele kube nzima ukuzinakekela lokuthola ukudla ngentengo abayenelisayo. Inhlanganiso ye-USAID isilesikhathi inanza ukuqakatheka kokulungisisa udaba lodlakela ngendlela ezithiyeneyo okwenqabela abesifazane ukuthi bathuthuke. Phansi kombuso kamongameli Trump, i-USAID isiqhelise ubudlelwano lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo inhlanganiso zabomama lengatsha zabohulumende ukusungula inhlelo ezibalulekileyo ezigoqela ukwenqabela udlakela kwabesifazane, kutsho uBaza. Njengesibonelo, phansi komkhankaso weleMelika wokuletha ukuthula lokuvikeleka lenhlelo ezisebenza ukuvikela abesifazane lamantombazane phansi kohlelo lokuthuthukisa uzulu. Kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2017 i-USAID isibambe umhlangano labesifazane abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisikhombisa 70,000 lenhlelo zokukhuthaza ukuthula lokunakekela uzulu ukubapha uncedo lwemali lokubahlomisa ngolwazi ebantwini abedlula izigidi eziyisithupha abake bahlaselwa ludlakela lobulili. Kodwa ngumthwalo onzima ngoba udlakela lwabesifazane lwandise ukubonakala njengemvama kwamanye amasiko ngenxa yokwehluleka kwabohulumende ukuqakathekisa impilo yabesifazane lamantombazane. Yikho imikhankaso efana labo 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence iqakathekile ekulwisaneni lodlakela lobulili. Limkhankaso iletha ukukhanya kulobu budlova lemikhuba eyenza lumemetheke. Sonke silendima esimele siyidlale ukuqedeni udlakela kwabesifazane, siyehlise ubudlwangudlwangu kwabesifazane lezimuli lokuqakathekisa ukuthuthukisa ilungelo lomuntu wonke, kutsho uBaza. Ngalesi sikhathi samalanga alithumi lasithupha lansuku zonke iUSAID imanyana ekuvikeleni ilungelo labesifazane emhlabeni jikelele.
Belilalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Singakehluka nezihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye indaba ebezikhokhela. Kule bantu abafika phose ikhulu 95 abahlolwe izolo eZimbabwe batholakala belo COVID-19. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwenjulo lwanamhlanje oluyivalelisayo ngoGibbs Dube ngisithi asidibaneni ngo 6:30 a.m. kusasa.